America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We're coming at you live across North America on great radio stations like the one you're listening to right now, as well as around the world via the internet at GCNlive.com. This is Auto World. We want to welcome many new affiliate stations joining us each and every week as I've molded and melded all of my radio programs for the moment into Auto World. For the last couple of years, I've been hosting a program called Motor News Weekly on another network, and before that, I was the 8 years the host of Motor Firm Radio, also on another network, the same network that had Motor News Weekly. There's been some changes there, and luckily, I have been able to move most of those stations over here to this show that I've been doing for 20 years. So it's not going anywhere anymore. It's going to stay right here. We want to welcome all of our new listeners and all of our regular listeners. Let me give you a couple of little tidbits of information here, telephone-wise, if you want to talk to us throughout the hour of the program. It's very simple. From anywhere in North America, it's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. 4261 via the email. Also, super easy. It's my name. It's Bob, B-O-B, at Bob Long Radio. B-O-B at B-O-B, L-O-N-G, R-A-D-I-O .com. One of our regular contributors is joining us right now. He's one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, the one and only Mr. Phil Skinner. Phil, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
We are doing very well, despite the fact that the clocks got all changed around last night.
That's true. And everybody so far has been on time, so it's a good thing, definitely. And speaking of good things going on today and for the last few days, but today is the official Concours Day of a great event, and you and I have been there a number of times. Neither one of us could attend this year down in the Jacksonville area of Florida on Amelia Island. Bill Warner, who was with us last week, some 18 years ago, founded the Amelia Island Concours. And in that relatively short span of time, I'm sure you would agree, Phil, this has become certainly one of the great automotive events of the world.
I think in as far as probably the world, or if, at least in the United States, the only thing that's above it right now might be Monterey Pebble Beach. It's just impressive. And the one thing I am so impressed with Bill Warner is I've known him for about 20-some-odd years. I actually knew him before he started Amelia Island. And his memory, he goes through the judges every year, has the judges line up, he introduces them, and he doesn't read cue cards or anything else. He just goes down the line. He knows each one of them. He knows so many of the entrants by their first name. If he sees a member of the media like you or I, he doesn't have to look at a name badge. He knows who you are. Man has an incredible steel trap memory.
He sure does. What a nice guy, and a photographer for Road and Track over his career, and a guy that has had incredible luck and fortune in finding some absolutely exquisite and rare vehicles. He loves racing cars. During his day job, so to speak, when he was a traveling salesman, he would quite often frequent junkyards and other places down south, and boy, it has paid off for him in droves. He has found some really cool vehicles.
Oh, and he would go through old magazines, and if there had been an interesting car for sale 20 years ago, you'd call him. You advertised the car about 20 years ago. You don't still have it. Oh, you do. Wow, let me take it off your hands for you, you know? And one of the cars he scored was a little roadster that had been custom built for Edsel Ford, the original Edsel Ford back in the 1930s. The car had more or less been lost. He found it. It had been parked in 1953. He found it right around 1993, and rescued it, sold it, and today that is now with the Edsel Ford estate up in Grosse Pointe, Michigan. I think it's at Amelia Island this weekend, fully restored.
What a great story that is. And Bill continues to have a great collection of cars. I spoke to him, as I mentioned last week, we had him on the air, but we spoke off the air as well. And he's got one of the Ford GT supercars that was produced from 2004 to 2006. And I was so pleased to hear that he's got 15,000 miles on it, because so many people, Phil, as you and I both know, you know, will buy some of these cars and they don't drive them. And that, yeah, I really think it's great that Bill is driving that Ford GT.
Well, one of the issues we have with, I have with all these supercars that are being built today, is that people buy them and park them. Mm-hmm. And back when, you know, when I was a kid, you were still not born yet, I don't think, but in the mid-60s when muscle cars were being produced, kids got out, or people got out and drove them, and they created that legacy. And that's why today those cars command so much money, because they actually built a legacy. The supercars today, I watch people buy a Shelby Super Snake. They pay $90,000 at the factory, bring it to auction with 2 miles on it, mm-hmm. you know, 5 years later, and it brings half what they paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And just because there's no legacy of the cars. Yeah, they're fast. Yeah, they're powerful, but it's got 2 miles on it. It isn't. The cars are just not being used for what they're produced to do, and that's. I think that's hurting the market in a way.
Interesting. I would agree with you, Phil. Down in Amelia Island, there have been a couple of auctions, an off-site auction from David Gooding, and also an on-site auction, which is part of the Amelia Island Concours, the official Concours event, and that's the RM auction. And you've already done your homework here. Tell us what happened at the Gooding sale.
Well, Gooding sale held their sale Friday. They hold it near the Amelia Islands, a resort called the Plantation. I believe they had 72 vehicles go across the block. Only 3 of them were no sales, but they had a couple of strong sales. A beautiful Bentley, 1929 Bentley, one of the original Le Mans style race cars. $2,500,000 on the hammer. Great sale. It actually exceeded their expectations there. And the car, my most favorite car in the world, Bob Long, when you get really rich and you know, put me on the payroll, Ferrari 275 GTB Long Nose Coupe.
Wow.
Excellent condition and fly yellow. Just, oh, it is, oh. It hammered at $2,150,000. And it was just, oh, gorgeous car. I love those vehicles. The design on them is fabulous. But overall, they did $28 million. Great sale. The very next day, which was yesterday, RM, they did their sale, high sale there. Very rare, exquisite Walker LeGrand Duesenberg Model J disappearing top, supercharged an SJ Duesenberg.
Mm-hmm.
It hammered at $4,100,000, a little over $4.5 million when the commission is put into it. And again, an exquisite car, and it's great seeing these big classics bring the strong money back again they so richly deserve.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you have any questions or comments for Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, we'd love to hear from you. Also, anytime Phil is with us, we open up the phone lines and ask you if you'd like a free estimate of value. If you've got a classic car, rare car, antique car, unusual car, you want to tell us a car find story, a barn find story, or car story from your past or your dad or your granddad or your grandmother, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261. When we come back on the other side, we're going to find out where Phil Skinner has been in the last few weeks and a whole lot more straight ahead. This is Auto World.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We've got one of our favorite guys with us, Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. And Phil shot me a little email during the break there, reminding me to encourage all of you guys on the other side of the radio, all the listeners, to call us and tell us about their first car, what it would be worth today. That's always a great thing to throw out there. Always very interesting to hear what folks had for their first car. The telephone number, again, toll free is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you prefer the email, many people do these days, it's bob@boblongradio.com. Phil, as usual, has been doing a lot of traveling, and most recently, in the last couple of weeks, you were down in Georgia for a RM sale. This was the Bruce Weiner Microcar Museum. Museum, big dollars for little cars. Sounds like a fascinating place. Tell us about some of these very unusual teeny tiny cars.
Well, this was the most interesting auction I have probably attended in the last few years. I mean, I've gone to some great auctions and you see some big cars sell. These were little cars. I mean, they were very little cars. In fact, one was a car called the Peel, P-E-E-L, made on the Isle of Man. It was the P-50. Only a handful of these cars were built, about 30 of them, but they were considered a production car. Smallest production car ever. It's a one-person little pod on wheels. And, you know, pre-sale estimate, they were looking at maybe, well, this might do $50,000. Hammered sold at $100,000.
Wow.
Plus a 15% commission, so $115,000. I have never seen so little cars sell for so much money.
Tell us about some of these other small cars bringing big bucks.
Well, during World War II, one of the most fearsome airplanes produced by the Luftwaffe, it was the German Air Force, was were the NE-109s and the NE-262 Comets and other airplanes that were made by Messerschmitt. That's what the ME stood for. After the war, Messerschmitt was told, you can't make airplanes anymore. You do bad things with them. So Messerschmitt said, well, we still have a company, we still have facilities, we still have workers, so let's make little cars. And they made a line of cars called the Messerschmitt. These are little two-seaters. You ride them in tandem. And small engines, like 191 cc's, under 200 cc engines. But they were economical, they were interesting, and they actually, some of them actually did race. One of the cars that raced was known as the Tiger, the TG500. One of these was at the auction in, at the Bruce Weiner Collection. Beautiful restoration, and it took the top money, $280,000 on the hammer with the 15% commission, $322,000 for one of the smallest cars you'll ever want to put yourself into.
And I understand.
My first meeting of a Messerschmitt, old television show from the 50s called The Avengers, and Emma Peel, played by Diana Rigg, drove in one of those. And I just thought, that car is almost as nice as she is.
That's great. 855-660-4261. You want to tell us about your first car, have any questions about auctions, any questions about what's hot and what's not in the collector car world, we'd love to hear from you. I understand during that trip down to the Bruce Weiner Microcar Museum in Madison, Georgia, you got to meet a really cool guy, a Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer, the top lens man for the Atlanta Journal and Constitution, and overall a real stellar guy. What was this guy's name?
His name was Phil Skinner. In fact, what happened is when I got to the Bruce Weiner Collection, their PR person said, Phil, we saw this wonderful photo spread you did on the collection. When did you come down here and shoot these cars? Because it's gotten some really good hits on the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and I didn't know you photographed for them. And I kind of looked at him and said, I didn't photograph any cars. I said, well, here it says Phil Skinner. I said, oh, it's the other Phil Skinner, the Pulitzer Prize-winning Phil Skinner. And what's happened is over the years, he and I have received each other's emails on occasion.
Oh, wow.
And that's how I became aware of him. I started getting emails for invitations to some lunches and requests for photographs of events that I hadn't been to. But so we got in contact. Great guy. And it was a lot of fun. And his wife was with us, and she was just beside herself because there was two Phil Skinners at dinner.
That's great. The last weekend of February, you were over in Oklahoma City at the lake auction. Tell us a little bit about what went down there.
Well, this was their, I believe it was their 32nd year at Oklahoma City. That sale has really taken off this year. They were able to expand to some larger buildings. They had more cars. But what really got me were the people were just it was wall-to-wall people the entire weekend, and that was, you know, a good thing. They had a number of cars. The high sale there was a 1969 Chevrolet Camaro, a Yanko, genuine Yanko SD Coupe. I did have a replacement 427 engine. That kind of affected the value because it did sell for just $190,000, which somebody got a bargain. And I bet you're going to see that car show up at another auction in the very near future.
Yeah, that's a very, very collectible item, to say the least. Coming up, you've got some stuff just around the corner over the weekend of March 22nd through the 24th. You're going to head down to Florida, to specifically the Broward County Convention Center. And this is a big event. Donnie Gould's Auctions America by RM presenting their annual sale. And I understand this is going to be a pretty big event. Lots of vehicles going over the block.
About 750 vehicles, a three-day sale, one lane. They really pump them through. Donnie Gould is... he's a big part of RM Auctions, and he's kind of unlike a lot of people in the industry because Donnie has so much fun, and his events are a lot of fun to go to. And this year I had a choice. Could I go to Amelia Island or could I go to Fort Lauderdale? And it was a choice of, well, this year I'll choose Fort Lauderdale. And it's a show not to miss. And I'll tell you what, Bob. Donnie and I are friends. He's a nice guy. He said, Phil, if you can get some people off your radio program, you know, when you go up with Bob Long, if you can get some people to come down to the thing, I'll give you 10 tickets. So, Bob, if we have some listeners in that are going to be in the Fort Lauderdale area in a couple of weeks, and they'd like to attend this sale, send me an email, pskinner@kbb.com. I have 5 pairs of tickets I can give you guys. So, and they're free.
Oh, that's great.
Free event.
That's wonderful. pskinner@kbb.com, and you can get these 100% free and get to check out this great sale. Around the bend, April is not that far off, and you're going to be at another really cool sale. This one is going to be held in San Antonio, Texas, the Dan Cruz Classics vintage car sale. The specific dates are the 12th and 13th at the Fremont Coliseum, the home of the San Antonio Spurs. When we come back, we'll talk about that auction and some other cool places Phil is headed off to. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We've still got some open lines here. If you would like to chime in on the action, 855-660-4261. What was your first car? Don't be ashamed. You can fess up here on the air, and we can tell you how much it would be worth if you still own that vehicle today. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or if you got a rare car, antique car, classic car, you want to tell us the story of the car that got away. Many of us have had that experience in our lifetime. We perhaps sold a car for school reasons or getting married or family reasons, and every now and then you say to yourself, how much would that vehicle be worth today? Phil Skinner can help us. He is a collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book and one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. Phil, before we go any further, remind all of our listeners across North America and around the world as well about all of the great services that are available at KBB.com.
That's right, Bob. Kelley Blue Book is much more than just used car prices today. It's a really kind of the shopping market. It's also a new car resource center, absolutely free to the user. And what you do is you can go there if you're thinking about buying a new car or a used car. We have reviews on just about every vehicle produced, and in fact, our lucky guys just got to do an LFA from Lexus, and that's just come on, guys, let me at least touch the car. But we have a crack editorial team. They really do review the cars, and they don't sugarcoat them. If there's something wrong with them or something to point out, we'd like to bring that out to our readers, too. So visit KBB.com, spend some time there. It's all free. And if you do have an older used car, go ahead, check it out, get your values, and that's absolutely free. And the collector cars, unfortunately, are not online, but if anybody's looking for a value on a collector car, something pre-1990, give me a personal email at pskinner@kbb.com. And I'll be glad to give you an absolute personal little estimate of value on your vehicle.
Very good. Phil, let's have folks try a different telephone number than our regular call-in number. Let's have folks call us up at 800-259-9231. Once again, it's 800-259-9231. We want to hear from you about what was your first car? That's the question, and how much would it be worth today? Phil, what was your first personal car?
First personal car was a motorcycle.
And you still love motorcycles.
I drove home a bunch of parts, and with the help of a gentleman down the road who belonged to this motorcycle club, that I think they were some type of an angel or something. It was a 1952 Harley-Davidson, what they called the K model. It was a precursor to the Sportster. And it was a unique ride, a great experience. I learned how to drive very early and almost had my mom convinced it was just a bicycle.
Very good. Well, my first car was unfortunately, although I shouldn't say completely unfortunately, because I do have a fondness very much for Ford Mustangs, but my first car was a 1977. So it was a Mustang II, but it was equipped with a 302 V8. However, back in those days, the 77 Mustang 302 V8 put out a pitiful amount of horsepower, I think somewhere in the vicinity of about 140, but it had significant torque. That was my first car, so I will fess up to that.
And that was not a bad car, although when I was working for Carroll Shelby, if we saw one of those things, the words he would use to describe it, I couldn't say on the air. He was not overly fond of that Mustang, too.
No, well, it had some rather humble underpinnings, and I owned a 79 Mustang, which was much better than that, to say the least, built on an all-new platform, the Fox platform, and same power plant. And, of course, in 82, they brought back the Ford GT, and Ford continues to do great things to this day. Let's look ahead to some future things that you've got on your calendar. You're going to be heading off to, as we mentioned, this big sale in Broward County, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's the weekend of the 22nd through the 24th. April, San Antonio, Texas. This has become a big event. The Dan Cruz Vintage Car Sale, April 12th through 13th at the Freeman Coliseum. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening at that particular sale.
Dan Cruz has been in the business for well over almost 40 years, I guess, himself. Started out as just a kid. Him and his three daughters have been running the Dan Cruz Classics out of San Antonio, Texas for about the last 25 years. And I've had the pleasure of knowing him for a number of years. He's one of the top auctioneers in the world. The sale he puts on, again, is just a kind of an eclectic mix, everything from classics to street rods to muscle cars to sports cars. And a lot of fun. Easy sale. San Antonio's kind of a hot spot. And I'm actually myself going to be spending a couple extra days down there, maybe looking to buy a piece of property in the area, because Texas is looking a lot more inviting to me lately than California.
Yeah, I've been to San Antonio once, and it was on a new car press trip, and I was really impressed with the town, with the city of San Antonio. And being from the neck of the woods that I am, and you being in California, can also appreciate this with the overpriced housing situation here in Massachusetts and certainly in Southern California. You can get some really beautiful houses down in San Antonio for a fraction of what they would cost you in other areas of the country.
Oh, yeah, and Texas is really becoming a car collecting capital.
That's
a lot of interest in that, in the car out there. And they're very car-friendly, is what I really have to say about it.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be spending, as you said, some extended time down in Texas, because you're going to be following up with the Dan Cruz auction with another very interesting auction. This is put on by Pete Vaccari. Tell us a little bit about this old car revival in northern Texas.
Pete Vaccari Atari is, his real job is in construction. And the auction world is kind of his hobby. And he really puts a lot into his sales. They're really lots of fun. It's a two-day event in the town of Nocona. Now, people never heard of Nocona, Texas. I hadn't. It's right up on the border between Oklahoma and Texas. It's kind of northeast of Dallas. And it is between two towns, Wichita Falls and Gainesville. There's a road that runs between the two. It's right in the center. A gentleman, a car collector, has taken this town and is turning it into kind of a little tourist spot. And this is the first annual Cruising Nocona sale. To give you an idea how popular it's already gone, every hotel in Nocona is filled up. And they're starting to fill up hotels in Gainesville, Texas, and in Wichita Falls, Texas, which is 40 to 45 miles away. So it's gaining a lot of popularity already. It's going to be a great event. And Pete's a fun guy also. He enjoys doing what he does and has a good crack crew of auction people. And we're looking forward to associating with him.
Great. Got an email here from Christopher, who is in Utah. He says his first car was a 1976 Triumph TR6 with the red wall tires and the British flag on the back flank, the back rear quarter. And he said he only had it for a few years, and today he wishes he had it. How much would Phil estimate the value of a 76 TR6?
Nice ones, $20,000.
Oh,
really,
wow.
Really nice ones are hitting close to $27,000, $28,000. And I'm kind of partial to those. I took my driver's license test in my brother's Triumph TR4.
Oh, cool. When we come back on the other side, we'll hear about that and more with Phil Skinner. Again, check out the website. It's KDB.com. And don't be a stranger. Give us a call on our toll-free line. We are taking your calls on our brand-new toll-free line. So let's go 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out there, how you drive that Cadillac there.
We're rolling along highways and byways of North America on great radio stations like the one you're listening to right now around the world on the internet, GCNLive.com. My name is Bob Long, along with the Collector Car and Market Editor for the Cali Blue Book. We're polling you on your first vehicle. What was your first vehicle? Phil can tell you how much it would be worth today. And we also are offering the opportunity to get a free estimate of value on your rare car, antique car, classic car, rare car. Tell us a car story. We'd love to hear a car story. Let's see. We've got a question here that came in via the email from Vincent, and Vincent is in Massachusetts, and he wants to know what his first car would be worth. And he says Vincent was a lucky guy. Vincent had a 1971 Olds 442 convertible. And he doesn't say anything else about it, just that. But that's certainly worth a lot of bucks.
If it was the W30 version, just on Friday at the Gooding auction, we watched one sell for a little over $200,000.
So unbelievable.
That was one you should have kept.
Yeah, no question about it. Let's talk about old cars and some of the latest trends, and then a little later on we're going to give you, everybody is going to be given the opportunity to hear Skinner's winner. I should put that in echo. I can do that on this new board. Ready? Skinner's winner for the spring of 2013 as to what to look for future collecting circles. So let's talk about what seems to be a trend, and that's something that surprises me a little bit. Some of the big luxury cars, and many of us call them boats from the 70s, especially the Buick Electra, the Cadillac Fleetwood Bromes, the big Chrysler New Yorker sedans, and of course the biggest ones of all, the Lincoln Town Cars.
That's right, Bob. Those cars have all of a sudden just come from nowhere. I attended a sale last December in Raleigh, North Carolina, put on by Michael Leaf. And there were a number of these vehicles there. I thought, these are really, taking a second look at them 25, 30 years later, these are pretty interesting vehicles. And I'm not the only person thinking that, because the values on them was literally double and in some cases triple of what I've imagined they would do. And I've been watching the market throughout the early part of this year, and I'm seeing the same thing. These cars are extremely hot right now in the market, and a lot of them are coming up because original owners, maybe somebody bought a car in 1976, I'm going to retire. Well, that 25-plus years ago.
Yeah.
The guy was maybe 65 when he was going to retire. He's now 90. He doesn't drive the car that much, hasn't driven it much, and now it comes up for sale. And this is the type of thing to start looking for, and finding vehicles like that. I think that's where you have a chance of really getting into the collector car industry or collector car hobby for a low price, and there's more and more information coming up on those vehicles.
I understand, Phil, you've seen some nice low-mileage examples of some of these large luxury boats from the 70s for $4,000 to $5,000 not that long ago, and today they're commanding some pretty big bucks.
That's right. It's not unusual to see them be hit between $15,000 and $20,000. And traditionally, Tudor hardtops or convertibles are the ones that are hot. The last full-sized convertible made in the U.S. was the 1976 Cadillac Fleetwood, or sorry, Eldorado Baritz. And those have, they've done okay, but what really is amazing is when you see a 1976 Cadillac Fleetwood Brougham, mm-hmm. and it's bringing the same money as one of those convertibles. And that's what's really interesting about this market. It's that it doesn't have to be a convertible. It just has to be a big, beautiful, well-maintained luxury car.
So there it is, Skinner's winner for the spring of 2013. Look around for some of the great big luxury boats from the 1970s, the Buick Electra, the Cadillac Fleetwood Broms, the big Chrysler New Yorker sedans, and the Lincoln Town Cars. Pick one up, low mileage originals, and these vehicles are appreciating because they are, in fact, Skinner's winner. So we'll have to do that more often here on the show. Let's talk about what's happened to the Ferrari Dino. This is always an interesting Ferrari made in tribute to Enzo's son who passed away, who was quite an aspiring engineer himself. And the values of these vehicles went way, way up. What's happened in recent times, Phil?
Well, they haven't gone way down. It wasn't that long ago that the little Ferrari Dino, the 246 GTB and the GTS, were in the $30,000 to $50,000 range if they had the what they called chairs and flares, the Daytona-style seats and the flares on the wheels. They might bring up as $50,000. Well, last summer we watched a couple of them hit $425,000. And they've been consistently in the $250,000 to $300,000 range. We started to notice every time one would come to auction, it would sell. But we've also noticed that in the last month or so, there's been several hit the auction block, and they've been going back home with the consigners. I don't know if it's a matter that the consigners want $400,000 for our car we paid $50,000 for, or if it's just that the market is just saying, oh, everybody wanted one's got one now. So it's kind of one of those things that the boom or bust. I don't think you're going to see prices drop back down to $50,000, but they are going to probably stay in the $250,000 to $300,000 range rather than going back up to $400,000. And that's kind of a prediction I'm putting out there.
Got an email question here. This is a good one, and this comes from Barry is the gentleman's name in Colorado, listening online at GCNlive.com. Barry says he has longed to own a BMW M1, and he wants to know if Phil considers that vehicle a good investment, and also are they available, and what kind of money would he have to shell out for a BMW M1, the first M badge car from the BMW brand, and this was in a real exotic mid-engine sports car.
Oh, yes, and in excellent condition. It's a $90,000 car today. Biggest thing you have to watch out on these cars is, it goes back to that, what were they used for when they were new, and people got in them and they drove them. So you really want to look at condition and quality and find out the history. Get underneath those cars. Look at, see, check for bodywork. Check for suspension. Make sure it has its original components. And those are the biggest things on an M1. As far as a vehicle of future investment quality, a really, really nicely preserved original, or, you know, really a car maybe with some history in it, those are cars that you'd want to hold on to. It's probably going to be the most popular BMW of the late 20th century to go after.
Yeah, that's definitely one that always has caught my eye as well. And another more recent BMW that they didn't make for very long and in pretty limited numbers, the Z8 designed by Henrik Fisker, that vehicle I think is certainly going to have appreciated value as well.
Well, again, you're talking a car that cost a lot when it was new. There weren't a lot of them made. And, yeah, the Z8, they've held their values very well. The only issue, again, is condition. Make sure you know what's underneath that car. And don't be afraid to crawl underneath it.
Another email question here. This one comes from William in South Carolina, and he wants to know Phil's opinion on the collectability of a... well, this is not uncommon. He says he's always had a thing for the old Chevrolet Corvairs, and is there a particular Corvair that Phil would recommend that he could get into for a reasonable amount of money that he could have fun with and also potentially make money with?
I think almost any Corvair is reasonably priced for what they are. They actually made a lot of Corvairs. There's a lot of survivors out there. Top of the line, top model out there, the Corsa Spiders. Today, absolute top condition cars in the $30,000 range. In the world of car collecting, $30,000 is very reasonable. Again, be very careful. But also don't overlook, you know, some of the coupes. I would say the pre-64 and earlier Corvairs, the later ones, the 65, 6, 7, 8, 9s, they're unique, they're collectible, but I don't think they have quite the potential as the early first-generation Corvairs. And the Corvans, the Corvair 95 rampside pickup trucks, those are extremely popular. They're hitting $20,000, $25,000 all day long for really nice examples.
Phil's email is pskinner@kbb.com. He's offering
free tickets for Lauderdale.
That's right. And you can always email me, and I'll shoot them over to Phil. Thank you so much, my friend, and we look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
I look forward to it, Bob. Have a good weekend.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.